How do you think Mike Ditka is celebrating his 80th birthday today? I did hear that Ditka's Steakhouse is closing down.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I've never been to Ditka's Steakhouse. Now, I've been to Jordan's place and I've been to Harry Carey's, but not Ditka's. I believe it's on the Gold Coast.
I believe so too, yeah. Oh.
But he turns 80 today. HOFer, legendary in Chicago with the 85 Bears, everything else that he has done. Horrible seventh inning singer at Wrigley Field. He once was late getting to the booth, got to the booth, and I think sang the seventh inning stretch in, what, about 25 seconds. It was awful. But the guy can do no wrong in the city of Chicago. He's lived a pretty good life at the age of 80. Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer for his contributions to football as a player and a coach, restaurant owner, successful for a long time. He's been on TV, been in movies. He's got a wine. Yep. He's got a wine line. Is that the appropriate saying? You've got a wine line. He's got cigars. Mm-hmm. And now he turns 80 today.
I would have never guessed 80. That's good for him.
He's been off of ESPN for a few years. He used to be on their pregame show. Mm-hmm. And then I think age started hitting him a little bit. And so they removed him. But he can just walk around Chicago. He loved in Chicago. Maybe the only guy that could walk in and just end the teacher strike that is in day two in Chicago.
Legitimately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is one of those people. He can get whatever he wants in Chicago. And there's some people on that list. It's not long, though.
Who else would be on that list? Jordan.
Of course. Anybody that was on the Cubs World Series team.
Very true.
Anybody.
Let's see what Theo does with the next hiring of the manager for the Cubs.
Right. even Theo, I don't even think Theo would can get anything he wants.
We'll see. Get back to me this time next year.
Certain side of time, town.
Yeah, oh, that very true. Very true. Yeah, we're talking Universal Chicago.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
Jordan Ditka.
Yeah. Like I said, the list is not long. That's.
Stan Mikita.
Hmm. Chance the Rapper.
Ah, there you go.
That's a good one.
There you go. Well, you are from Chicago. I know somebody that is a assistant football coach in a Chicago public school.
Oh, really?
That they are going to be in the playoffs, but the teacher strike has to be over by the 29th of this month or they will not be allowed to play.
And, oh.
I did not get to ask him. We were just exchanging quick texts about Patrick Mahomes. Do they get to practice? Do you know that?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Unless they're practicing off of school premises. Wow. Everything at the school is shut down. I have a really good friend, Bart. We've been texting. He's now in day two of his day off, and he is still not happy.
and you cannot cross the picket lines.
Nope. It is.
If you're a teacher, I understand, if you cross the picket lines in Chicago, they will take you to court?
I think so, yeah. So that is something else.
All right, it is the bye week. I'm sure by maybe noon tomorrow you'll get bored. You'll have no idea what to do, but pace yourself because we're going to do this again in a couple of weeks. But it will be a busy sports weekend. There is some good football on the docket. This is a good family weekend. Get out and get that final mow. Instead of raking your leaves, you just mow your leaves. Is that good for the environment?
Yeah.
I've been told some places good for your lawn is to mow your leaves. It speaks as somebody that does not have a lawn. I will brush off my porch. Earlier in the show, I wore one for the team. My lack of some pop culture knowledge really came back to bite me. I do feel like I rebounded with the Mike Jones, St. Louis Rams linebacker who made the game-saving tackle on Dyson in the Super Bowl.
You sure did.
To preserve the Rams Super Bowl over the Titans. Maybe a little bit too late, not knowing that Mike Jones appeared last night at Baxter Arena. Gosh, if that would have dawned on me earlier, I could have really played that off. That's pretty cool. He went from being in the NFL because he also then was a high school coach in Jeff City.
Ooh, man.
I'm not sure what he's doing now. I don't think he's a high school coach anymore because the NFL Network did a piece on him.
Yeah.
Like a 30, I believe it was about a 30-minute segment on Mike Jones. But I could not pull it off. Instead, I did not know who Mike Jones is. Who? It is our moment of the day. Have a great weekend, everybody. Moment of the day.
Moment of the day.
Moment of the day. So the Nelly. So you said that the Nelly. Who else was with him?
Bone Thugs and Harmony. Mike Jones was there as well.
I do not know Mike Jones. Mike Jones seems just like a casual guy off the street.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. You don't know who Mike Jones is?
Is that a real question? Who?
No, are you being sarcastic? I don't know Mike Jones.
Oh.
Should I know Mike Jones?
Yeah.
How should I know Mike Jones?
He had hits back in the early 2000s. Hits.
All right, hold on here.
I'll take care of you.
Okay, so this is like becoming a everyday occurrence. Sir, please step up to the mic. You were at the Nelly concert last night, correct?
I was.
Okay, I probably just stepped in it here.
Yep, he did.
Why should I know who Mike Jones is?
Oh.
It's okay. I got thick skin, and it's white.
Okay.
Mike. Oh, you just loosen up there. Like, okay, Brett.
Mike Jones had the iconic song, and it's not even a song. It's his phrase, where it's like, who? Mike Jones. Like, it was memes. It was ringtones. Like, you couldn't get away from
really?
It. It's almost like if anybody comes here to the state of Nebraska, you can't get away from seeing Husker gear. That's when that song came out for Mike Jones, it was everywhere.
So this was early 2000s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike Jones, that name sounds like if you're going to be in that genre, you should have a better name than Mike Jones. It sounds like some guy that was working across the street, like at Pauly's. He was bartending, and I'm on stage tonight with Nelly, and so I got to make it over to Baxter Arena. I really feel bad now that I don't know this because you guys are like, you are the stupidest.
Shout out to Toby and Mike on Twitter. Who
are they crushing me?
They say I got you good.
So I'm looking at when it was released. I think I might have been in Wheeling, West Virginia doing professional hockey. I guarantee you that Mike Jones was not. If he was in Wheeling, he was doing time.
All right, you got me there.